at Pro Wrestling History with Bash!
In 1983 in Regina, Saskatchewan, Bret Hart beat Leo Burke and took home the Stampede North American Heavyweight title for the sixth and final time. You smell what the Rock's family is baking? A birthday cake, because in 1972 in Hayward, California, Dwayne The Rock Johnson was born. In 1994, Rick Rude took home the World Championship Wrestling, WCW, International World Heavyweight title when he beat Sting, but was stripped of the title because he injured his neck during the match, ending his career. Rude would resurface in Extreme Championship Wrestling, ECW, 3 years later in January of 97. In 2002, the World Wrestling Federation, WWF, lost a case to the World Wildlife Fund over the use of the WWF initials, which prompted the initials to be changed to WWE for World Wrestling Entertainment. In 1984, in Atlanta, Georgia, King Kong Bundy and the Masked Superstar took home the National Wrestling Alliance, NWA, tag team title when they defeated the Road Warriors, ending their second reign as tag team champs. In 1965, in Calgary, Alberta, Owen Hart was born. In 1981, Vince McMahon announced that Killer Khan broke Andre the Giant's ankle. World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, now displays Andre's ankle cast at their WrestleMania Access events. The cast is so big I could fit inside of it. Kind of like my own little cocoon. It's warm in there. And in 2002, the announcement was made for the debut of Total Nonstop Action Wrestling, TNA. It would be a weekly show that would launch in June of 2002. That's This Week in Pro Wrestling History. I'm Bash. Follow me on the Instagram at Bash and Barb or visit bashandbarb.com for more.